skilled migration visas are shaping up as the next political football in the lead-up to the election. Eduardo Jordan took a look at both sides of the argument.
The 457 skilled visas are a hot topic these days. According to the Department of Immigration and Citizenship website, a 457 visa is for skilled workers from outside Australia who have been sponsored and nominated by a business to work in Australia on a temporary basis. Prime Minister Julia Gillard is concerned about the misuse of the 457 visas, that they are being used as a step to obtain a permanent residency, giving less chances for Australians to get full-time jobs. The Labor government is planning on restricting these visas, making the process of obtaining skilled migrants more difficult. The coalition is against these restrictions and doesn't support this initiative. Shadow Immigration Minister Scott Morrison says the skilled migration has always been welcomed and restricting the skilled migrants to Australia is taking a step backwards.
The coalition has always supported skilled migration. We have ever since we were the key movers behind this initiative. And the 457 program has been a program that has fed in to the permanent skilled migration program in this country. And the Prime Minister's attacks on skilled migration, by attacking the idea that people would come with their skills and work hard and become part of the community and then go on to become permanent skilled migrants to this country, trashes decades of bipartisanship.
He also says the Labor government has created a negative connotation of skilled migrants without knowing the facts.
The government has now taken a very different view. They have sought to demonise people who come as skilled migrants to this country through the 457 program, ignoring the fact that more than 30% of all skilled permanent visas handed out every year go to people on 457s. They ignore the fact that over 50% of employer-nominated skilled permanent visas are going to people on 457s. Over 180,000 permanent visas have been given out to people here on 457s, and they contribute from day one.
The shadow minister says the Labor government doesn't have strong evidence behind these restrictions.
Well, it's for the government to make that case. What is troubling about all of this issue is the government has made some fairly significant claims, but it hasn't yet produced the research or the report or the inquiry or the investigation that has led them to make these fairly hysterical statements.
And it looks like the Labor government has done its homework on the issue. The Minister of Immigration and Citizenship, Brendan O'Connor, was unavailable for interview but said in a written statement, "Almost 18 months ago, the Department of Immigration and Citizenship became concerned about potential misuse of 457s, like the construction project in Western Australia, which had 500 workers on 457 visas and no local workers, which is permissible under the 457 rules as they stand today, but clearly not in the spirit of using 457s to fill genuine skill shortages." The statement also said that this is not a debate about the number of overseas workers in Australia. This is a debate about getting the right mix so that we are not leaving local workers, graduates, and apprentices behind when it comes to jobs and training. Minister Morrison says there's always space for skilled migrants in Australia, and that place won't affect Australians at all.
The thing about skilled migrants is they get jobs. They pay taxes. In many states and territories in the country, they pay to send their kids to public schools and to use public hospital services. So they contribute from day one, and they provide an important source of labour in the economy. But Australians should always get the jobs first. That's what the system is designed to achieve. But there has always been a place for skilled migration in Australia, and the coalition believes there always should be.